Our guest this morning, Rick Horton with the St. Louis Cardinals. And by the way, Rick, right off the bat, enjoyed you and Dan last night. You really seemed to have a lot of fun on the TV broadcast.
Oh, my goodness, did we ever. I mean, it was just one of those unique times where I just had the idea in the middle of the telecast. Dan had gotten a text from Larry Walker, who's one of our favorites, and you know could be a Hall of Famer someday, and he watches every one of our telecasts wherever he might be, and so he was texting Dan, and so I just had the idea to see how many Cardinal people were players were actually watching the telecast. We had several people text in, so we had some fun with that. Of course, it was fun when the Cardinals played a complete game and won it.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the issues surrounding baseball right now. Am I way off base, but in thinking that maybe it's not a simple way, but a better way to address the situation with baseball, length of games and whatnot, the wear and tear on pitchers, is to call strikes? In other words, go back to the original strike zone? Is that way off base?
No, it is, and what's goofy about that is when you talk about the original strike zone, there's a lot of lack of clarity in that, I would say. So anybody that played 20 years ago will tell you the strike zone is too small now. Because now I would say once the technology has showed us what's actually over the white part of the plate, yeah, I mean they're right. But the point is they gave more than that in the past. So it's almost like the plate was bigger in the past. And you know, it used to have the black rims around the outside of it. We'd always say, well, if it's on the black, it's a strike. And so you got an inch or two off of each side of the plate, and those were called strikes all the time. And I think technology it's right. I mean, if you're going to say it's right, but the problem with it is it's just too small a zone. I think that would speed up things. I think players are really just looking for, you know, that one pitch to hit and on-base percentage and home runs and strikeouts all kind of happen, you know, left and right. The game is it needs a little bit more action and movement, and I think that would help.
I don't hear people suggesting that too much, though.
Well, I've heard it a few times, and you know, the several things you do hear. I mean, the shift is one of the things that people would say. You know, the shift has created, you know, the need for everybody to be, you know, a home run hitter. You know, honestly, the slap hitter should be coming back now with the shift. It should be going the opposite direction. We saw in the game last night four hits the other way when people were playing all on the right side of the infield, and hitters are starting to figure out how to do that more often, and that may create more movement. And, you know, we're talking about speed of the game. It's two different things. One is time of game. One is how much does the game move and have action. And so action is created when the ball is put in play. Miles Michaelis pitched beautifully last night and only had three strikeouts. And what's wrong with that? That's not a bad thing. He was able to go nine innings in a game because he controlled the bottom part of the strike zone and got ground balls when he needed it and didn't really, again, have a lot of strikeouts. You know, the speed-up thing for me, if you're talking about how to get the game go faster, I think it still goes back to the batters getting in the box. Everybody talks about a pitch clock. It has nothing to do with the pitcher, in my view. It has to do with the hitter. Because if the pitcher can't get a sign until the pitcher's in the box, or the hitter's in the box. So it starts with the hitter who steps out and adjusts his batting glove, blah, blah, blah. We need to speed that up a bit.
I've never been a proponent of using computerized strike zones, but I got to tell you, I'm closer to that now, and I'm interested to see what they find in the Atlantic League.
Yeah, that's going to be fascinating, and that is such a key thing in the game right now. Of course, the designated hitter is reared its head again, too. I'm a bit of a purist when it comes to the game. The game was actually invented with the umpire as the center of the game. If you go back to Adner Doubleday and Alexander Cartwright, now, I'm not saying we do that, and I'm not saying it's 1860 whatever anymore, but the umpire was basically in charge of the game. He was the arbiter, and the game revolved around him, and the players played, and he decided things. So the umpire was much more front and center. And so what we found with technology is we all want things to be perfect. Well, you know, I don't. I mean, I don't want it to be perfect because the pitcher hangs a slider and the hitter, you know, swings and misses at a pitch he should hit. And then the outfielder muffs a fly ball and the umpire misses a call on the corner. I actually believe, differently than almost everybody I know, that umpires are way better today than they've ever been. And I believe that to be true because of the technology. It's forced them, because they get feedback every night, a computerized feedback on how they did with their strike zone. And they're 97% correct, or 96, 97. Now, you know, and as an aside, pitchers are throwing 100 miles an hour now, not 82. So you better be fast. You better be good. I happen to think they're good. Now, you know, I'm not sure I would go up to an umpire and tell him that because I wouldn't want him to get it too big ahead. But I do really think that.
And finally, switching gears just a little bit, how concerned should we be about rumblings about a new CBA and negotiations opening back up?
I'm not too worried about it. I'm really not, because I think the game is, you know, the game has some things to fix, but the fixing, and you always have to fix the game. That's been true for 125 years. You have to tweak things, but the tweaking to me is not. I don't think. I mean, I think there's some things about salary structure and things that I think are hurting one team versus another, because you want more parity in one sense. And then also the players are losing. They're getting squeezed out in some ways, the way contracts are being done, especially for older players. But I don't think it's like catastrophic. In my mind, it's not. I don't think it's enough for them to rally up the forces and say, you know, we're not going to have baseball for a while. Now, they may, you know, they're going to hem and haw about that over time, but I think they'll figure it out.
And the final question, Matt Carpenter, should we be concerned about him?
Yeah, you know, I'm concerned about Matt because it's been prolonged now for him. And, you know, I love Matt, and it's not the question of you know, the great contributions he's made as a Cardinal. But, you know, he just hasn't seemed to snap out of it. His swing is still long, and he's still fouling the ball off to the left. And you know, he fouled the ball off his foot again, which is going to slow him down some more. And, you know, I feel for him because I don't know whether it's injuries, his back, or just what it might be. But, you know, he's just been off. He's been off all year. And we're talking about almost August now. So, you know, when we've been wanting to kind of wait to see, him break out of it, you know, we're getting to that time where we're running out of time. And now, you know, with him being out of the lineup, tonight because of being fouling the ball off his foot, I don't know, you know, what that's going to do to his timing and what that's going to do if he's going to be out even a bit longer. So I do feel for him because he's a gutsy guy and a great Cardinal, but he's just struggling this year to get the right timing at the plate. And, you know, I think there are some other guys that are deserving the chance right now.